What if everything you've been told about healing is backwards? What if your sadness, anxiety, and self-doubt aren't problems to solve, but messengers asking to be heard? Most of us spend our lives in a frantic chase, running from discomfort, grasping at happiness, trying desperately to fix what we think is broken. We download meditation apps, read self-help books, and promise ourselves that once we're finally better, life will begin. But here's the uncomfortable truth. You're not broken. You never were. This radical shift in perspective lies at the heart of a quieter revolution in how we approach suffering. Instead of treating our pain like an enemy to defeat, what happens when we welcome it as a teacher? When you stop trying to heal yourself and start holding yourself instead, something extraordinary unfolds. Your imperfections stop being obstacles and become doorways. Your struggles stop being signs of failure and become proof you're fully alive. We live in a culture obsessed with perfection. Scroll through social media for 5 minutes and you'll see carefully curated lives, flawless bodies, perfect relationships, enviable careers. But here's what nobody tells you. Everyone is faking it. Behind every polished image is someone who feels like they don't quite fit, who worries they're not enough, who fears being discovered as an imposter. The pressure to fit in might be the heaviest burden we carry. Objects fit in, but humans? We're too gloriously messy, too beautifully complicated. Fitting in requires squeezing out your aliveness, numbing your deepest longings, playing a role that slowly suffocates your soul. Your quirks aren't flaws, they're your signature. Your scars prove you've lived. When disappointment rises, remember these feelings aren't you. They're just weather passing through the vast sky of your awareness. When life takes an unexpected turn through illness, loss, or failure, you discover something profound. A terminal diagnosis isn't the end of life, but the end of the life you expected. Real healing isn't about erasing symptoms or returning to some imagined normal. It's about discovering who you are beyond any label, any diagnosis, any story about how things should be. You are not half of a whole waiting to be completed. You are already whole. We've grown addicted to answers, Googling everything and consulting experts constantly, anxious whenever uncertainty appears. But what if not knowing isn't a problem to solve, but a sacred space to inhabit? Picture walking a familiar path, questions churning about life and choices. Then a tiny bird lands before you. Your eyes meet. All your questions shatter into silence. You're no longer lost in the imagined future. You're here, now, and somehow that's enough. The mind can only guess at tomorrow, but life demands we stay present today. We analyze before living, trying to figure everything out before taking a single step. But decisions don't need to be forced. They make themselves when we stop strangling them with anxiety. There's no cosmic deadline. Summer doesn't rush toward autumn. This bubbling mess of uncertainty isn't confusion. It's creativity waiting to be born. Even doubt contains profound wisdom. It takes tremendous courage to keep questioning when everyone else seems certain. Your doubt isn't spiritual failure. It's a gateway to humility and genuine truth. Pain isn't punishment, it's information. There's a crucial difference between the raw sensation and the story you tell yourself about it. How much are you actually feeling versus thinking about how terrible, how long, how unfair it is? That thinking creates a second layer of suffering on top of the original sensation. Consider the woman with chronic neck and shoulder pain who'd tried everything without relief. Then someone suggested something radical. Instead of fighting the pain, what if she moved toward it, breathed into it, gave it space? As she did, terror welled up. Her body shook violently. When it stopped, she laughed and cried simultaneously. The pain was gone. By making room for it instead of resisting, she'd released something trapped for decades. This doesn't mean pain always disappears when you accept it. Sometimes it stays. But your relationship transforms completely. You stop being its victim and become its witness. You stop asking, why me, and start asking, what is this trying to show me? Heartbreak operates the same way. Perhaps this breaking open of your heart is really the breaking apart of old dreams, a call to release an outdated version of yourself. There's a particular melancholy that isn't depression, but something more mysterious, a profound closeness with your own being, an intimacy with the quiet passing of things. Your heart cracks open and can never fully close. Everything seems fragile, precious, temporary. Don't medicate this feeling away. It contains healing information. Sometimes it's okay to just feel sad without knowing why. Experience the raw energy directly, the tenderness in your chest, the lump in your throat, the shakiness in your belly. Don't make it mean something about your worth or spiritual progress. If you seek a partner because you feel incomplete, you'll drag them into your unhappiness. But discover joy in your aloneness first, and relationship becomes celebration rather than rescue mission. Loneliness deserves a different look. We're taught to fear it as evidence something's wrong with us. But loneliness might be your salvation. It's not the aloneness of a separate self cut off from everything. It's the aloneness of an entire universe, the exquisite, intimate aloneness at existence's burning core. Dive into this aloneness instead of running from it, and you'll feel more connected than ever. Your sadness is fragile. A musical note or spring breeze can shatter it instantly. Don't believe you should be over something by now. This belief creates an internal war that can never be won. The truth? The more intensely you feel joy, the more intensely you'll feel sorrow. You can't have one without the other. Transformation happens not in escaping discomfort, but in staying with it. Watch the boundaries between me and my discomfort dissolve until there's only an unspeakable embrace. When suffering, try something radical. Call into your heart all the people experiencing similar pain. Remember your connection to everyone who has ever lived. Even anger deserves this gentle attention. Don't fight or shame it. Bow before your anger. Let it come closer until there's no division between self and anger, only fire, passion, life force moving through you. Everyone you love will die, change, or leave you. Every external source of happiness follows the laws of impermanence. This sounds depressing only to the part of you that wants to possess and control. But this beautiful fragility makes every moment infinitely precious. The fact that nothing lasts forever gives life its poignancy and sacred weight. Impermanence arrives without warning, a cancer diagnosis, a relationship's end, a dream that dies. These moments aren't mistakes. They're reminders of what remains constant amid all the change. In loss, what cannot be lost? Love remains. Presence remains. These are the days of your life. No other days are coming. Let your present experience become the most fascinating thing in the universe. Whatever arises, confusion, fear, anger, pain, let it captivate you completely. And if you can't allow it in, allow that too. Accept your inability to accept. Dare to be seen today. Dare to tell the truth. Living and dying aren't opposites, they're lovers. To truly live is to die to old dreams, old ways, old stories about who you are. This path offers radical acceptance of what is. Not passive resignation, but active embrace. Your pain isn't a mistake. Your imperfection isn't a problem. They're invitations to stop running and finally rest in the truth of who you've always been.